Well, the COVID-19 pandemic is hitting some places in the country hard while sparing others, including many rural areas in the West, places like Sandpoint, Idaho. The community is slowly lifting restrictions after more than a month on lockdown with only a handful of confirmed cases. But the public health crisis has become a hot-button political issue in an already deeply divided town. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie explains.
It's a recent Tuesday in Sandpoint, and a downtown pub is giving away free meals to families in need. Not many people are out, and a few are wearing masks. Outside the pub, a teenager plays the Beatles song Yesterday on his violin. Pub owner Jeff Nizzoli is handing out tostadas. He and a few other restaurant owners began doing this after the pandemic hit and people lost their jobs.
It's a very uplifting thing to do. It's fun to give away free food.
It's also helping Sandpoint struggle through this crisis. The town sits in Bonner County, where the latest unemployment rate was almost 17%. The county itself has been mostly spared from the virus. As of this day, just 4 confirmed cases. Still, Nizzoli says the lockdown has been worth it.
You know, I'd rather be, you know, shut the pub down the way we have and be a healthy community than not shut the pub down or shut businesses down and be an unhealthy community.
Idaho plans to slowly lift its stay-at-home order in phases through this month and the next. Many folks here, like Nizzoli, were fine with the government taking drastic steps to contain the virus. But this pocket of North Idaho is also deeply divided. Sandpoint split the vote between Trump and Clinton in 2016. The rest of Bonner County is far more conservative, with a mixture of moderates and a well-established, growing far-right movement. Over the past few years, there have been battles over everything, from gun rights to taxes to now the pandemic. Last month, a couple hundred protesters marched into town calling the stay-at-home order unconstitutional.
Great turnout. Good job, Patriots.
One of Sandpoint State Representatives, Republican Heather Scott, was among them.
We will not comply to nonsense, and I believe this is nonsense.
Anger. Absolute anger.
That's how Sandpoint resident Gail Bryant feels about the protests. She calls herself a progressive and says she and her family take the virus very seriously. In the summer, Sandpoint is a tourism destination.
If we get this influx like we do on a normal year, or even half of what we do on a normal year, I think there's going to be a really big outbreak, and I think it's going to do some real damage to people here.
That's why she was so angry that the protesters defied the stay-at-home orders. Brian says some of them came from a neighboring county with a higher infection rate.
How dare they put us in harm's way because they want a grandstand.
That grandstanding, Brian says, is just an extension of how big and loud the far right has gotten here in recent years. They've held rallies over gun rights and abortion, and she says they can be pretty mean, especially online. For instance, Brian wrote a message on a community Facebook page asking whether local gyms were opening before the statewide order was lifted. Her Republican County Commissioner responded to her post, saying there was a hotline for people to turn in neighbors and businesses called 1-800-I'm-a-Nazi. The county commissioner later told a local newspaper his comment was tongue-in-cheek. But social media is stoking the partisan divide over the pandemic here. And construction worker Ryan Garrett says the cruelness cuts both ways. He watched as the protest was live-streamed over Facebook and called some of the comments from local progressives way out of line.
I did see, you know, a whole lot of really nasty stuff on the social media of how stupid those people are in the Darwin Awards. And hopefully, you know, you Republicans will all die. You know, you wouldn't say that to somebody to their face.
As for the rally itself, Garrett was fine with it. He's politically independent.
I'm not a Republican, but I sure as hell ain't no damn Democrat.
And he feels like the threat of the virus for rural counties like his was overblown. He doesn't believe it was worth shutting down the local economy for more than a month. But he says it also isn't worth the online vitriol coming from both sides about it.
Maybe it's the media, social media, whatever, but it seems like politics has infected life more than it did when I was a kid.
Back at the pub downtown, owner Jeff Nizzoli says his town has been politically split for a long time. But he says,
if you live, you're my neighbor and we have totally different, you know, different beliefs. We both care about the forest. We both care about our driveway. We both care about, you know, where we live. And that's kind of how it's been for a long time.
Especially when folks are able to talk to each other face to face. Something that's much harder to do during a pandemic. For Here Now, I'm Nate Hedgie, reporting from Sandpoint, Idaho.
And Nate's story is part of the America Amplified initiative.